Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bite-Sized Blessings podcast and my conversation with Becca Eve Young. I just want to share with you that it has been a really trying few weeks for me. A lot of stress, a lot of sadness, a lot of uncertainty. And I talk a little bit about why some of that is happening in this conversation with Becca. It has been really challenging lately to even encompass or understand or put forth the idea that this world is made of goodness, that things are going okay, that all is well in the world. But I'm going to keep on going, and I'm going to keep on keeping on, and I'm going to keep on bringing these stories that suggest that this world is a beautiful place. So please know, no matter what happens, I'm going to keep this podcast going. Now, I want to introduce you to Becca, who is so fabulous and funny. She's a former corporate strategist turned soulful storyteller, and she's devoted to the art of becoming. In her profile, it said, after a plot twist or five, she walked away from the societal shoulds to reclaim her voice. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I have had like 10 plot twists in the last couple of years where I can't even keep track of all the plot twists that have been happening in my life. And I'm wondering if you're feeling the same, but Becca and I talk a little bit about that in this conversation. She's really funny. She's charming. She's down to earth. And our conversation actually took place two different times. There's the big part of the conversation, meet. And then we met a second time to talk about her miracle episode. And as you'll hear, it was actually perfect and divine timing for me because of what I'm going through in my life. And so, as I noted in the conversation, there's a reason for everything. So now, without further ado, here's my conversation with Becca Eve Young.
So the month after he passed, I'm back under the full moon, just at a simple sound healing ceremony. And I look up, I look up to the heavens and I'm just like in the most grief I've ever felt in my whole life. And I'm like, Dad, I'm like, if you're out there, I'm like, show me.
So I'd love to ask you the final question of the podcast, which is, I would so appreciate you sharing, it can be one story or two stories, a story in your life where you've experienced something that you felt was magical, miraculous, or mysterious, anything you'd like to share.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is easy. this is easy. There by far, head and shoulders above the rest, there's a moment that I will... as magical, mystical, that I will forever, ever be grateful for. And it happened 30 days after my father passed away. And the 30 days before prior, I'm under the full moon and I'm just, he'd been sick for a long time. And I just set up to the sky, when he's ready, I want him to go peacefully. And I got the call the next morning that he passed. And of course, you go through the whole month of like the grieving. And if you haven't lost a parent, and if you have, it is nothing quite prepares you for that. And, my dad and I grew up very religiously, and he was always trying to convince me of something greater and always trying to convince me to expand my spiritual side my whole life right up into his death. And I just am stubborn. And so, the month after he passed, I'm back under the full moon, just at a simple sound healing ceremony. And I look up, I look up to the heavens and I'm just like in the most grief I've ever felt in my whole life. And I'm like, Dad, I'm like, if you're out there, I'm like, show me. And, you know, I get into the breath. I'm just lying down. I'm just trying to like get grounded and just breathing, feeling the music, being in the moment. And I'm sitting there, lying there, and all of a sudden I feel a hand brush across my forehead. And I'm about to open my eyes and ask, why in the world is the sound healing person touching me right now? Like, I'm about to pop them open and I'm just like, and there's no mistaking those hands. There's no mistaking those fingers. And in an instant, I'm out of my body. I'm in darkness, but it's everything. And there is no time, there is no space, there is no before, there is no after, but everything just is. And I am a cluster of golden light. And in front of me is another cluster of golden light. And the best way to put it is that it's dancing. And I know that it's my dad. And we speak to each other without words, but yet instantly in our minds. And I'm like, Dad, is this what we are? And he replies right into my mind. He's like, yes. He's like, aren't we so beautiful? And I'm like, he's like, I'm so happy. He's like, I'm home. And I have a million questions that I want to ask in this moment, but there's one that just bubbles up that I can't put down. And I'm just like, Dad, can I stay? I'm like, I just want to stay. And in that moment, I'm dropped right back into my body. I can feel myself come into it. I feel the weight of it. It's so dense. It's like where I just came from is so light and so beautiful. And so I feel myself come into it. And I, of course, I'm sobbing. My heart could explode. I'm trying to process what just happened. I look around and I'm sobbing and people are looking at me, but like, it's like through a veil, it's through a glass and I can see them, but it's like a bomb has gone off. So I can't quite hear, but I'm just sobbing from like pure joy, pure bliss. And eventually like the hearing comes back and I'm just like, okay, oh my, you know, I'm just, what, he can't, like, he came, you know, I can't believe he came and took me. The best way to put it is just a veil over from where we are. He's right there and we're right here, but he's just right there. And as we're sharing, I'm going around the circle and I'm just sobbing. I'm like, this is what happened. And the people next to me, the one next to me said that she saw a little bit of white light around me when I was laying there. And the next guy shared that when he was laying down, he kept hearing this voice go, Dad, Dad, I'm Dad. And he didn't understand like what was happening until I shared. And he's just looking, he's like, yeah, he wanted to make sure it was very clear that everybody knew that he was there. And so, of course, you know, from that moment on, my life was forever changed. And yeah, it's the most magical, mystical, life-changing moment. I will like, I still can't like it. It was beautiful.
And that's that's it. That's my delightfully charming conversation with Becca. I enjoyed every minute. She's a light in this world. She's funny. She's down to earth. And she's trying to figure it out just like the rest of us are. You know, with all the plot twists that we are actually, you know, trying to deal with in our lives. Gracefully, might I add. She's doing it oh so gracefully. To find out a little bit more about Becca and the work she's doing in the world, as well as her debut book, It's Gonna Get Messy, there will be links in the episode show notes to all the good stuff that you absolutely must check out. And don't forget, there's an Easter egg here at the end of the outro where you'll hear a little bit more about Becca and a little bit more of our conversation. I'm so grateful to Becca for being on the show, and I'm grateful to all of you who listen to this podcast. If you do listen and you do like what you hear, please do consider leaving a rating or writing a little review wherever you find the podcast. I really, really think this podcast can help people and lift their spirits and remind them that magic is all around us if only we open our eyes. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Becca. Understand that our ancestors, those close to us, those who are no longer here on this physical plane, they're just millimeters away in a vastness and a beauty that we can't even begin to comprehend. But guess what? They still love us. They still want to be a part of our lives. And so if we open our hearts and we open our minds to the possibility that they are still all around us, wanting love for us, and in a place where all answers are given, I think it would behoove each and every one of us to start conversations with them, entertain the idea that you can have conversations with your father or your mother or a favorite uncle who's passed away. It's an illusion that death is final. It's an illusion that those who are no longer here physically, we can never talk to again. They're always here, just like love is always here. And we should never forget that love lasts forever and death is just a doorway.